I gotta tell you, I get a kick out of looking around me and noticing metaphors. I mean, they're everywhere, and the more you look, the more you see. You know, metaphors, those little God hints. Isaiah 45:3 says, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord. Now, really, that's a heck of a promise. Hidden treasures. Not obvious treasures, not treasures that are sitting in the middle of the driveway like one of those flailing arm guys. That tells me that God enjoys placing blessings, opportunities, insights, and discoveries in places that we might not expect to find them. How fun is that? Like a giant Easter egg hunt. And of course, we stumble through life mumbling, well, if I can't see it, it probably isn't there. But think about it, my friend. Think about it. Some of the best things are still undiscovered. Oil sat underground for centuries before someone realized its value. Gold? Man, hidden in rock. AI? Long time coming. Great inventions, I tell you, they've sat around as only ideas before becoming reality. And have you noticed how opportunities often arrive disguised as work? Yeah. And sometimes God's greatest gifts arrive disguised as detours. What if, just what if there are treasures around you right now that you've simply not recognized yet? A conversation, an idea, a relationship, a door waiting for you to knock on, a talent of yours that's waiting to be honed and developed, a dream waiting for your choice to act. You serve a God who delights in surprises, you know. My guess is the same God who hides diamonds underground may have more prepared for your future than your imagination can hold. Stay curious, my friend. Stay awake. Stay moving. Remember, treasure hunters rarely find treasure sitting on the couch. Yeah, this is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. What do you say we go do a little treasure hunting?